our goal in the district is always to really provide facilities that everyone can be proud of. And as we've looked at with the bond issue coming, we're going to be improving a lot of the facilities.
USD 49 has selected a new name for their new elementary school. And it may be familiar to area residents. Superintendent Ron Wilson stops by to speak with Hayes Post reporter Christina Janney about that and more as they recap this week's Board of Education meeting on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We're going to talk a little bit this morning about last night's school board meeting. One of the big things that the school board discussed and approved last night was some improvements for the Hayes High baseball field. Ron, do you want to tell us a little bit about what those improvements are going to include?
You bet. I'm just overly the top excited about this, as our goal in the district is always to really provide facilities that everyone can be proud of. And as we've looked at with the bond issue coming, we're going to be improving a lot of the facilities. However, and as I stated last night, our best facility right now, our best athletic facility, is our baseball field. But it's definitely aging, and has aged, with a lot of use and a lot of great games that have been played there. But over the next 3 years, as we add some of our newer facilities, the baseball field might look a little shoddy. And so that's always been a goal to, attack that as a project that we needed to upgrade the facilities. So the turf that is currently there at the baseball field on the infield is will be on its 12th year, which lifespan of turf is usually roughly about around 10 years. You can extend a few years with just good maintenance, and that would be our goal as we upgrade this facility. So we'll be adding in new infield turf as well as converting the outfield grass to turf. And we've had issues with irrigation out there, as well as being able to use enough water to keep the grass growing out there. So the infield and the outfield will be turf. We are also looking to upgrade the bleacher system. The bleacher system is very old. It was a project that was privately donated many, many years ago. It has served us well, but doesn't provide handicap accessibility, as well as it's in need of some pretty serious repairs to extend its life. So we're going to upgrade with a new bleacher system, as well as we will be extending or retrofitting our current lighting system to get some better lighting out there. We'll also be adding some backstops that'll be much higher than what we have now. We'll keep balls hopefully inside the playing area. We'll also, as we move other facilities out there, we're going to have many more people that will be in that area, as well as a lot more vehicles and things like that. So the backstops will be a nice addition to the field. So we're extremely excited that we were able to get this done, and really just feel good about what the direction that we're going in terms of facilities for the district.
Well, Lance Kranewitter last night, who's the activities director there at the high school, was talking a little bit about the water issue. And, here in Hayes, we are just very aware of needing to conserve water anyway. But the high school was really at the maximum amount of water that it could put on those fields, and it still really wasn't keeping up, is what he had to say.
Yeah, that's also, as we've moved through designing and building for the bond, we are really aware of water conservation out here in Hayes and how important it is. And so as we look to add some of these playing surfaces, we're really moving to the synthetic turf, as it's sensible to us. It still requires some maintenance, but it just doesn't require the water. And I think that's the important part as we move forward. We're just being smart about how we're building for the future, and also taking care of our natural resources as we do these kinds of things.
And in some terms, it can be safer for the athletes because it's more consistent surface.
Yeah, I think that's been proven, that the surfaces and the research behind synthetic surfaces really provide a better surface for safety. Of course, a good grass field that's watered and soft can also provide that as well. but that's always sometimes not the case with some of our grass fields, as we have a lot of people that play on them, and we can't always keep people off of them to get them to regenerate and get growth, and then the water that's required to make that a soft surface. So yes, it will provide a much safer playing surface for our student athletes.
Okay. Changing gears a little bit. We've got a lot of work ongoing with the bond issue, and we have a new name for our new elementary school, which is going to be where the old middle school is now. What is that name?
Well, the name is Felton Elementary School, and we're very excited to be able to finally put a name on that. As we have been designing this building, as we'll be renovating it from a current middle school into an elementary school, we've continued to just call it Hayes Elementary. But as we've had these conversations, we felt like the more we just called it Hayes Elementary, it just didn't seem right, and we just really needed to get a stamp, a name on that building. There's a lot of history with Felton, and of course, in I believe
1981. It was when it was named Felton Middle School, and it was Felton Middle School from 1981 to 2012. Yeah. When it was finally renamed back to Hayes Middle School when the two middle schools were consolidated.
Yeah, so we having done some research on that and knowing the history that is behind that name and the just the tie-ins with the community of Hayes, Pete Felton, who was a former mayor of Hayes and was instrumental in helping design the city and naming the streets and his impact on the community. And, a previous board did honor him with that name of the middle school for several years. But we felt like it just made sense to move back to that name. And I think we're excited about it. And I think it's the right thing. And I think we can definitely from here on out, we'll now have three elementary schools. We'll have Roosevelt Elementary. We'll have O'Laughlin Elementary. And, of course, Felton Elementary. So those will be the three schools going forward for quite a while in Hayes.
Well, a lot of people in the community probably know Pete Felton Jr., which is Pete F. Felton Sr.'s son. And Pete Felton Jr. is the sculptor that we all know. So it's actually named after his father, but they share the same name. So we get to honor both of these prominent men in our community with that name.
Very cool. Yes, that's very cool. And I think it's a great honor to continue the Felton name legacy in Hayes.
And that new elementary school is set to open in fall 2026.
Yes.
Lastly, I want to just touch on the budget. At the next regular school board meeting on September 11th will be the budget and the revenue neutral hearing. There's a 20 mil levy that the school district here has no control over. That's the state levy. But the local option levy, which is what is dictated by the local school district, is actually going down a little bit from 13.019 mils to 12.2 mils. Can you tell us a little bit about what made that possible?
Well, I think anytime you build a budget, you have to make some look forward to what is plan for the year, and of course, as everyone knows, we have to, make some adjustments for raising costs for all kinds of things. And so, however, with valuations going up in the city of Hayes, it allows us to drop that mill levy on our supplemental general, and still generate the enough dollars to continue to operate at a fiscally responsible level. And I feel like we've done that. We understand that, property taxes are always something people look at, and we're always cognizant of how that affects budgets in the home. But at the same time, we also have budgets and we have costs to continue to operate. And so we have dropped the mill levy on the supplemental general. And I think that's just being fiscally responsible to our patrons and understanding that going forward, we'll do the best we can, depending upon the situations that we're put in.
So that's an $82 million budget. It is publicly available, and that budget hearing is open to the public on September 11th.
Yes. Yeah.
Anything else you want to end with as we have gone back to school here in the last week?
Yeah, we just kicked off, had a great first week. You know, of course, we're battling heat, and that always presents things for cooling systems that are, we've got a couple cooling systems that are still a little bit outdated, and they're being stretched a little bit throughout this heat wave. But for the most part, it's been a good start, and we're just excited to get the school year off and running.